I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV news update for Wednesday, March 18th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is exploring the idea of reactivating the former Quincy Medical Center in the midst of the coronavirus crisis. Koch says he's talked with Fox Rock Properties of Quincy about possibly using the Whitwell Street facility as a medical center or as a remote testing site with drive-through tents in the parking lot. Koch is also seeking $1 million from the city's Affordable Housing Trust Fund to help workers in the hospitality industry negatively impacted by business shutdowns due to the coronavirus crisis. Those funds would be distributed by the Quincy Chamber of Commerce. And the mayor will ask the city council to approve spending the $500,000 left over in the snow and ice budget to purchase protective gear for first responders. The city council is expected to meet remotely this week. A reminder that Quincy City offices are closed to the public, but business can be conducted by phone, email, mail, or a Dropbox outside of City Hall. The Kennedy Center is closed, but transportation services continue. The Thomas Crane Library is closed, but has free services through their website. Quincy Public Schools are closed, but grab-and-go meals are being distributed daily from 11 a.m. to noon at both high schools and the Snug Harbor and Lincoln Hancock schools. The South Shore YMCA in Quincy is closed. However, their early childhood center is open for children of parents who must work. Quincy Community Action Programs has closed their Quincy Center offices to the public, but they are available by phone, email, and mail. And the Quincy Animal Shelter is closed for adoptions. However, volunteers are continuing to care for the animals. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, March 18th.